Hello, I'm conductor Joshua Weilerstein, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Lucas, and I'm 11 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Lucas, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Get a Job Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet after the music today. This week, we are listening to musicians who had day jobs that were not just full-time musicians. And today, we're going to meet a guy who was so smart and talented, it's almost unfair. His name is William Herschel. He was born in Hanover, Germany in 1783. As a kid, he was really good at science, but he had his first musical gig as a violinist and an oboist, like his father, with the military. Later, though, his dad got him out of military service and he became a musician, mostly full-time, writing a lot of symphonies and wonderful work. But while he was writing music, was still really into science, especially astronomy. So into it, as a matter of fact, that he developed a powerful telescope that had never been used before. And with the aid of his super powerful telescope, in 1781, he discovered a new planet. The first time that it happened in like 50,000 years of human history, because normally we discovered our planets with the naked eye. We didn't have the technology to see anything else. So he discovered the planet Uranus and two of its moons. Uranus was named after the Greek god of the sky, although Herschel apparently originally wanted to name it after King George III. The next year, King George III made William the official king's astronomer. In 1785, the king gave him a whole bunch of money to build an even bigger telescope, and with it he discovered two more moons, this time for the planet Saturn. Over the course of his life, William Herschel discovered over 2,400 objects in the sky, as well as sunspots and discovering infrared radiation. Like I said, it's almost not fair how smart and talented he was. We're going to hear right now William Herschel's Symphony No. 2 in D major. It's performed by the London Mozart Players, conducted by Matthias Bommert.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of the Symphony No. 2 in D major by the unbelievably smart and talented Sir William Herschel. Matthias Baumert led the London Mozart Players. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear a musician who can play the guitar with surgical precision. All right, Kids Commuters, time to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question all week, and if you're right, we'll send you a little prize envelope, we'll tell everybody how smart you are, and we'll enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, this week, the Quizlet is pretty tricky, so keep your ears open for our hints. We're doing our best to give you good hints. Here's the question. What country's name originates from the tribe Polanyi, which means people living in open fields? I'm even going to spell this for you. Polanyi. P-O-L-A-N-I-E. Now, hint. The capital of this nation is Warsaw, and its national flag and colors are red and white. Do you know the answer? If you do, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Don't forget your name and your address. And if you don't know, don't worry. We will have hints coming your way throughout the week. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.